Masami Teraoka is a deep thinker and a disruptor with an abundance of graphic skills. That's what makes his work so exciting to see. When artist Masami Teraoka came to the U.S. in the 1960s, it was the age of flower power and free love. That's why the impeachment trial over President Clinton's affair in the 1990s just didn't seem to fit the liberal morality of Teraoka's adopted country.
I need to really study American culture. And so I started going back to puritanical background, and then going back to U.K., I studied enough that I can see where the morality was coming from.
Where was that?
It's definitely the Vatican.
Really?
to me, that's where.
I see all those popes, your imagery and everything.
Yeah.
Where did Pussy Riot come in?
Actually, this is the way.
Teraoka's examination of the Catholic Church led him to the clergy sex abuse scandal. For a decade, he's worked on intricate graphic images of popes and clerics entangled in various human endeavors with buxom geisha and others inside massive gold-leaf triptychs.
The basic idea is, in fact, suppressor, such as pope or priest, cardinals, they are the one who has authority. And then institutions are able to sustain whatever they want to sustain, but victims are totally ignored.
One day, Teraoka saw a video of Russian feminist agitators Pussy Riot performing in a Russian Orthodox church.
To me, Pussy Riot, how they do their expression based on humanity, I said, oh, then I'm on the same boat.
And the imagery, there they are, right in the Russian Orthodox church.
I know. That's totally perfect.
Teraoka arranged for Russian theater artist Victoria Naraksa, who has worked with Pussy Riot, to direct a production here, and she modeled for pieces in his upcoming exhibit. We met in Teraoka's Waimanalo studio, where she talked about life and art under President Putin.
We're not going to straight up tell them we're protesting against Putin. You want to do it in an artistic way. If you say that direct message, it's not a play then, and it's not, you don't get to use your artistic skills with that. Living in oppression is something that you just have to learn to live with. It's kind of like living with chronic pain. You learn to live with it. You don't notice it. You don't think about it every second of the day. And you don't even understand that the reality of the situation. You're kind of just living with it, and you're unhappy, but you don't know why.
This is great news, though, Masami. We'll get used to it.
I don't know.
Masami Teraoka receives this year's KCC COA Award, and a two-part retrospective of his work begins this Saturday at the COA Gallery. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.